Let's dive into some fascinating developments in systems programming that show how developers are rethinking fundamental approaches to infrastructure. There's a new project called ZeroServe, a zero-config web server that you can script with eBPF, and it represents something genuinely innovative in how we think about server administration.
eBPF is one of those technologies that flies under the radar, but is quietly revolutionizing systems programming. For those not familiar, it allows you to run sandboxed programs in kernel space without changing kernel source code. What ZeroServe does is use this to make web server configuration programmable in ways that were previously impossible without deep kernel modifications.
The business implications are significant. Traditional web server administration involves complex configuration files, multiple tools, and often requires specialized knowledge. If you can script server behavior dynamically with eBPF, you essentially eliminate the gap between development and operations. It's infrastructure as actual code, not just infrastructure described by code.
What's particularly clever about the approach is that it maintains security isolation while providing unprecedented flexibility. eBPF programs run in a verified virtual machine inside the kernel, so you get the performance benefits of kernel-level execution without the security risks of traditional kernel modules. It's the kind of technical elegance that makes systems programming exciting.
This connects to a broader trend we're seeing in developer tooling. There's another project called SEM that's trying to revolutionize code understanding by moving beyond language server protocols to what they call entities on top of Git. Instead of just providing syntax highlighting and autocomplete, it's building semantic understanding of code bases that persists across different development environments.
The LSP model has been incredibly successful, but it has limitations. Each editor or IDE has to implement its own language server, and the understanding doesn't really persist or accumulate. SEM's approach of treating code understanding as a first-class entity that builds on top of Git could provide much richer development experiences while reducing duplication of effort across tools.
What I find interesting about both ZeroServe and SEM is that they're attacking fundamental assumptions about how development infrastructure should work. Instead of incremental improvements to existing approaches, they're asking whether we're solving the right problems in the right ways. That kind of foundational thinking often leads to breakthrough improvements.
Speaking of foundational rethinking, there's fascinating research into speculative KV coding, essentially compressing the key value cache in large language models by up to 4 times without losing information. This might sound like a narrow technical optimization, but the implications are enormous for AI deployment costs and capabilities.
The economics here are staggering. Running large language models requires massive amounts of memory to store the key value cache that tracks conversation context. If you can compress that cache by 4x, without degrading model performance, you can either run much larger models on the same hardware or serve 4 times as many users with the same infrastructure investment.
The technical approach is particularly elegant. Instead of just using generic compression algorithms, they're exploiting the specific statistical properties of transformer attention patterns. The research shows that there's significant redundancy in how models store intermediate representations, and you can achieve dramatic compression ratios by being smarter about entropy coding.
This type of optimization will be crucial as AI workloads continue to grow. We talked earlier about Google paying nearly $1 billion monthly for compute capacity. Advances like 4x cache compression could literally save companies hundreds of millions in infrastructure costs while enabling new capabilities that weren't previously feasible.
There's also an interesting connection to the systems programming themes. Both ZeroServe and the KV compression research represent approaches that work with existing infrastructure while fundamentally improving how that infrastructure operates. Instead of requiring complete rewrites, they provide better abstractions and optimizations that can be adopted incrementally.
And that brings us to a story that shows how systems thinking is evolving at the kernel level. There's serious discussion in the Linux community about moving beyond the traditional fork plus exec model for process creation. This is a fundamental change to how Unix-like systems have worked for decades.
The fork Plus exec model made perfect sense when it was designed, but it has significant limitations in modern computing environments. Forking an entire process just to immediately replace it with exec wastes memory and CPU cycles. More importantly, it doesn't map well to containerized environments or modern security models where you want more granular control over process capabilities.
The proposed alternatives involve more sophisticated process creation primitives that can directly spawn new processes with specific capabilities and resource constraints. This could lead to more efficient container runtimes, better security isolation, and improved performance for applications that create many short-lived processes.
What's fascinating is how this connects to the broader infrastructure themes we've been discussing. Whether it's EPF scriptable web servers, semantic code understanding, or new process creation models, there's a consistent theme of rethinking fundamental abstractions to better match modern computing requirements. We're in a period of genuine systems innovation.